Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Clues? You know who's one of my favorite Dark Lords?
I think I do, but go ahead and tell me.
Dark Lord Vanderpump, you idiot.
I thought you were going to say that. No, I thought you were going to say it. I was right.
You predicted it. Another accurate Clues prediction.
Yes.
Lisa Vanderpump is one of my favorite Dark Lords, and she is part of a new show called Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, which premieres on Hulu.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
Hulu has Vanderpump.
I think that Dark Lord Vanderpump has only improved upon her previous work, and she knows how to concoct excellent TV series.
Yes.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Ooh la la.
I can't wait to watch it. You can meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Everything that you expect from Vanderpump as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Guess what? Not everybody has what it takes. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Praise be Dark Lord Vanderpump.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Bachelor Clues, and I have a little treat for you. It's a short treat, but a treat nonetheless. I had the pleasure of talking to Katrine Vippersberg, who was the psychoanalyst on the group date this season, and she had a bunch of interesting stuff to talk about. So we're just going to present this as a short, little, roughly 20-minute interview. We hope you guys like it. Hope it sheds some more light on kind of what that group date was all about. Enjoy.
Welcome to the pit.
I'm very proud and honored to welcome to Game of Roses right now, Katrine Vippersberg, the psychoanalyst who was on the group date this season in Vienna. Thank you so much for joining us at Game of Roses.
Thank you for having me.
Believe me, my pleasure. So I have a bunch of questions that I want to ask you about that day, about that group date. But first, can you tell me how long you've been a psychoanalyst and what made you get into that field?
Well, I'm working in my own office now for, 7 years. And I had to study psychotherapy. We have to study it here in Austria. And I don't know, it's the interest in the human mind that made me study psychotherapy.
So speaking of the interest in the human mind, have you seen The German Bachelor, which I think there are 11 seasons of?
Yeah, I did. I didn't see all of them, but I saw, I think, a few. But I'm not too much into the television shows.
Okay, so you've probably never seen The American Bachelor then?
I didn't, because I don't know where I didn't even see my own thing what I did there.
What was your opinion before you went in the show? What was your opinion of The Bachelor in Germany, or just generally reality television?
Well, it's a television show, and it's a show. So I think there is always a show element in it, and that's what people want to see. They want to see all about love and hate and struggle with love. And yeah, well, I have to admit, I did a TV show on my own before I became a psychoanalyst.
Oh.
And you know, if you have it in America, I don't think so. It's in Austria, it's called Farmer Wants a Wife. It's all about farmers who are trying to find their future wives.
Wait, and what did you do on that show?
I hosted the show.
What? Okay. I'm looking this up on YouTube right now. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah.
There it is. Season 14, episode 3. This one looks like it's French. So I guess this was everywhere.
Yeah, I did this for 10 years in Austria. So,
okay.
And because they wanted a psychologist for it, and to talk to the farmers, talk to the wives. So I'm quite used to host a TV show or to be part of a TV show.
So you were already a reality star then?
Well, yeah, I was, maybe.
No, I mean, that's a huge deal. You hosted how many seasons of a reality show?
Ten seasons.
That's insane. That's so many. Okay, so, I mean, that kind of leads me to my next question, which was, how were you contacted to appear on the show? Like, Bachelor, the producers reached out to you to say, do you want to host this date? But
yeah,
now...
But they wrote to my office and asked if... Because we have 18 therapists in our office. And they wrote an email, a general email, asking who would be able to be part in that show. And, well, they picked me.
Oh, so they didn't come directly to you saying, we know that you hosted Farmer Wants a Wife. Will you do this? They just randomly happened to send an email to the office that had you in it, the literal perfect person to do this.
Yeah. Actually, I thought they wanted to have a man like Sigmund Freud. And but we have a man who looks like Sigmund Freud, but... He sent me and said, you're going to do this because you know how to be on camera and how to act on camera. So I did it, and I wrote an email back saying, well, I'm a psychoanalyst. I'm a female Freud, but I'm not the gender you're looking after. But maybe we can meet and see what happens. And so it happened.
And then did you have to, you had some in-person meeting with the producers to convince them that although you were not a man, you would be capable of performing this job?
Yeah. Zoom meetings. We had two Zoom meetings with the producers, and they said, okay, fine, let's do it. Maybe you can give us some input on how you really work with psychotherapy, with couple therapy. And so that's how it came.
And so, in those meetings, did the producers tell you essentially what you'd be doing? That you would be providing some kind of psychoanalysis to a variety of players in a setting that was... Did they tell you it was going to be a group date? So did you know that it was going to be one guy bringing in woman after woman to be analyzed?
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it.
Okay.
I knew it would be couple therapy, some kind of couple therapy sessions. And I knew.
And how long was that day of shooting for you? And was it just one day?
It was just one day, and it was from, let's say, 10 to 5.
Okay, so it was pretty long. Did you get an entire... I assume your normal sessions are an hour long?
Yes.
Did you actually get an hour with each of the players?
I got some information before, so I knew a little bit about the girls and how they are and how they behave in the show, let's say, like this. And then I had about 40 minutes, I would say, with each girl, 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how they reacted and how it went, actually. and how Clayton was.
Of course. Of course. How Clayton was is very important in this whole scenario. What was his take on it when you were sitting down with him? I mean, I assume he had to be open to it because the producers forced him to essentially do everything in the show.
He is by nature. He's a sweet, handsome man. He's open guy. Yeah. I don't know if men want to hear he's sweet, but he really is sweet and handsome. And he's open. And I had a feeling he really wanted to know my opinion about which girl to pick. And he was really sweet.
Did he ever bring up pizza? Did that ever come up in pizza, the food, in any of his?
No, not at all.
I was just curious.
Not in my therapy section.
So he went through 5 therapy sessions and never talked about pizza. I can't believe it.
No, is he known for talking about pizza?
He is to me, yes.
See.
He talks about it a lot in his social media.
Okay, so what it is about pizza we have to ask in psychoanalysis. What is it symbolizing?
You tell me. What does pizza symbolize?
I don't know.
Especially in Freudian psychoanalysis. I'm sure it's something very interesting.
Maybe it's a mixture of a lot of ingredients. So that's what The Bachelor is all about.
The Bachelor is entertainment pizza. I agree 100%. It's got a flavor for everyone.
Good food, fast food, everything's perfect.
That's right. So you mentioned that before this day, the producers told you a little bit about each of the players.
Yeah.
How informative were they? Did they tell you, oh, this is kind of where this relationship is? Did they give you instructions about what they were hoping to get out of any of these players during their therapy sessions?
Well, they gave me kind of information about the girls, how they thought they might act psychologically seen. And I think they did pretty well because they know them for long or quite a long time. So it was quite an accurate information actually about the girls. And it was not scripted in a way. I didn't have to feel, they just let it go. But of course, I think that they had in mind who is going to be maybe the bachelor's future wife or whatever. But it wasn't that they said, okay, you have to pick this girl or you have to get rid of that girl. They didn't tell me something like that.
There was a player named Genevieve Parisi on that day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her at all?
Yeah, I remember.
She notoriously on that date had trouble letting her walls down, and as a result she's eliminated shortly thereafter. What we got to see on the show was her essentially being unable to say anything. She just, when we saw the edit, have you seen the edit, by the way? Have you seen your episode?
No,
yet you
I
still
didn't.
Haven't seen it?
No,
that's terrible. They didn't send it to you?
No, not so far. I have to write them.
Yeah, you definitely need to watch it. It's a great episode.
I don't have the faintest idea about my appearance there. A patient of mine actually saw it, and she told me I acted quite strictly, which I didn't remember. But maybe it should appear like being a very strict therapist.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely cut you to be authoritative. It seemed like you were in control of the date for sure. And at the end, when you come out and you're kind of facing off against all the other players and Clayton is sitting next to you and you're delivering your
I am authoritative.
Of course, a Freudian psychoanalyst. I mean, what else could you be? But back to Genevieve Parisi.
Yeah.
During her therapy session, did she open up or was she just sitting there silent for 40 minutes?
Well, I remember she had some trouble to open up. Yeah, I think she's quite shy and the situation made her, she was frightened actually. I can remember that. But she seems to be, very anxious anyway. I remember something like that. A very shy, a very fragile.
Well, I mean, that whole situation is designed to make these players as anxious as possible. That's what makes the TV shows. They try to psychologically destroy these players one piece at a time.
Oh, my God. But I think the women who take part in a show like this, they know before.
We call that in our podcast Sleucian Protocol, because there was a player on season 24 named Hannah Sluice who famously said, "We knew what we signed up for." And I completely agree with that. All players coming in now understand that this is going to be essentially a psychological minefield that they're going to have to try and dodge through to get to the end.
A little bit like therapy. Unless you haven't started, you don't know what you're going through. So I think that's the same.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little different, I think, because at least in the American version, the producers are really, they're attempting to make people have nervous breakdowns. And you'll, if you watch the rest of this season at all, if you ever get a chance, you'll see like they essentially destroy Clayton. The producers do. They put into motion certain events that happen in a certain order that they have specifically designed to destroy the relationship he has with, I don't think Susie Evans was on that date, but she's like his number one pick, and they destroy that relationship through producing practices. So do you remember Sarah Hamrick at all?
No, give me, maybe I remember.
She was the one who came into the therapy date and was like, "I love therapy. I can't wait to have this therapy session." She was like super excited about it.
If you show me a photo, do you have a photo?
Yeah.
And I will set, or give me.
Hang on. I can pull her up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the end of this date, you are standing before all the players and you say, a lot of people had valid, real, sincere emotions, but someone was being performative. A, did the producers tell you to say something like that? And B, were you talking about Sarah Hamrick?
Actually, to be honest, I don't remember anymore, but I remember.
Okay.
I remember that I felt that not only one, but a few girls rather acted performative, which is maybe a part of the situation as well. But I think she maybe was one of it. Yeah. I remember her, not exactly, but I wasn't told by anybody to say you have to use the words performative.
Interesting. And did you, like, how does this work? You do all, I believe there are five people on that group date, if memory serves. You do all of those therapy sessions, and producers are coming in, I would assume, in between each one, potentially even interrupting some of them.
Oh, I have an in-ear system. So if they wanted me to, I mean, to go on and they ask again or something, they said. But sometimes I didn't even understand because it was not loud enough. So I did it like I thought I
Okay. So you have an earpiece in during all of these therapy sessions, and the producers can just tell you to ask a certain question or not.
Yeah, they didn't tell me to ask a certain question, but maybe if I opened the topic, they said, okay, cool, go on, that's cool.
Got it. So they would help steer the conversations a little bit.
Yeah.
And then after you have these therapy sessions, after one concludes and they take the player out and she's crying or whatever, the producers come in and I assume you have a conversation with them about how it went.
Yeah. With the producers, you mean?
Yeah, with the producers.
Yeah, just the lady came in and said that, well, was a good talk, and the next girl is, for example, Genevieve, and you remember she has these topics, and go on like this. They never told me what to do, what to say, they just let it go.
That's really astounding to me. So you were given pretty much full autonomy after you did the therapy sessions. They didn't try to push you in any direction to say one thing or another?
No, actually not. No.
Wow. That's fascinating. I can't thank you enough for that information, because it's like we're always trying to figure out how much.
What did you expect? Yeah, that it's that I was told what to say, or what did you expect?
Not necessarily that you were told exactly what to say, but that the producers would have some idea of like what they needed to get to fill out whatever story they were trying to do in the show, and that they would try to, you know, help gently push you in that direction if it was good for their show.
I think what made it easier was that they got what they want.
Right. That's interesting.
I think it turned out that all the talks went like they were imagining it, or wishing for that they.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I can't thank you enough for giving me this time and like filling me in on this. I have one final question. Would you ever do another reality show? Would you ever host one, perhaps? I didn't even know that you hosted one.
Taking part, no, but hosting, yes.
Okay, interesting.
Working as a psychoanalyst, of course.
Of course. That would have to be the main focus of the show, I think.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much, Katrine. And thanks for everything that you did in this season of The Bachelor as well. Me and my co-host on this show loved what you did. You got an award. We give an award out on our show every week called the Jorge Moreno Bystander of the Week, which is given out to a person in the show that's not a player and not The Bachelor. And we gave it to you that week. So
thank you so much. Oh, my God.
It's our pleasure. But thanks again for your time and have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us and then.
Clues. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason. Anything goes. You got pairs from 3 birthdays, Christmases ago, childhood, whatever. And, you know, when you open it, you don't know what to expect. It's chaos in there. And now that I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies, my other pairs have got to go. Trash. Because Me Undies is all I'm reaching for. I'm hooked and I feel off if I'm wearing anything else. You gotta wear your best pair. And I just got my best pair from MeUndies. The all-over lace thong in navy is gorgeous. It is so comfortable. It is so cool, I would say. I feel cooler when I'm wearing it. And so happy to have a new go-to pick from that chaos.
Well, I'm glad that you are able to organize your chaos as well. And so should everyone else. MeUndies has styles for everyone. You got all black classics. You got fun, expressive prints. There's a look for everyone out there. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just about underwear. You got all kinds of versatile loungewear. You can get comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, all kinds of stuff at MeUndies. Unmatched comfort that Pace Case was talking about. The signature fabric is soft and warm. It's like a hug from your favorite sweater. And it's breathable and stretchy. You can't beat that deal. Right now, get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in.
Clues, have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered
Hell yes.
why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised?
Hell yes. Well, unfiltered mineral water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And about 75% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine.
I thought it was 85%. And that's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. dermatologist recommended, unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin.
Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation's a breeze, and it's unique. Quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market.
Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription.
Even better, anybody listening to Gore right now can use code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.